Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're tuning in to Pixelated Conversations with your host, Neo and Sadie Avandre. We're excited to share with you from week to week our thoughts and feelings on Second Life, gaming, and just life in general. Tune in and make sure that you're able to add your input to the conversation. You can always call in to speak with us during our broadcast at 914-205-5677. Again, 914-205-5677. We are excited to do this show with you, and we can't wait. See you in the show. Yo, Sadie, you there?
Hey, yep.
All right. What's going on?
Oh, man. So, we are talking about Second Life families today.
Yes, we are.
Okay.
You my daughter. What you think about Second Life families?
My current Second Life family? I think I made the right move asking you and Harley to be my parents. We had a strong connection beforehand. We were great friends. And it just kind of like it, honestly, it started off as a joke. And I was like, hey, you have a new daughter. And it just kind of clicked. It connected. And I love seeing SL families like that as well.
Yeah. I was like, I don't gonna, I was just like, how about it? She was. I was like, yeah. She was like, I'm your new daughter. I was like, yep, take it. Like, all right. You ain't got to tell me twice.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, families could be a trip on here. I mean, I've been in a couple families, and I mean, sometimes they could, I don't wanna get crazy, make you feel like you need to chew on some crack or something. Some of these families just drive you insane. What's been your experience? I mean, like, before becoming an Avandre, like, what's been like your experience with families like on SL? Because like, I know just very little about like where you're coming from with that.
You know, so I had two families prior, and, you know, I've been on SL since 2007, so I'd like to think that's pretty good.
Yeah, so, like, well, with me,
I'm the type of person, I get attached to the person, like, not just your avatar, I'm attached to who you are, your personality. And the mom, my first family, I had a whole family. I had mom, dad, sisters, brothers, cousins, I had the whole shebang. You know, we were families for a couple of years, and it just, there was no bad blood, but it was just for my own sanity. I had to peace out, and I left SL.
Okay.
Then I came back, and I worked for a club, and I just kind of really clicked with this woman, and kind of like the same situation with us is, I just said, hey, you're my mother, because there was this ongoing joke that she was everybody's mother in the club. And
I said, is this the club that I used to work at?
No. Nope.
Oh, okay.
This is a club
Cool. That Whoa, I what's your often
back
I was just trying to frame it.
I'm trying to be good today. Nope. So we were a family for about 2 years. And it kind of sucked because I really connected with her. And there were situations where, like, I couldn't rely on my family or my friends in real life. So I would come to her with, like, questions or just needing to talk or vent. And, you know, I kind of
I do that with,
like,
you all the time.
I know.
She's like,
I don't
know.
Even ask you anymore. I just come and just bitch in your box.
And I do the same to you.
Mm-hmm.
Keep going.
Yeah, so we were so close. in distance in real life that, you know, I kept saying like, hey, we should meet up. And like, I know the pressure to meet online is like weird and it's things you need to figure out. But I think female to female, it shouldn't be as weird.
Especially in
a
romance
involved. Right. There was nothing.
Right. So, I mean, it shouldn't
older.
Be that weird.
Yeah, she's about 20 years older than me, but we just got along great. Like, our personalities are great. So, I would often say, like, hey, like, I'll bring a bottle of wine up. You know, we'll just kind of relax, go out to dinner, whatever. And, like, she would plan everything, like, oh, yeah, that sounds good. We'll do it on such and such day. And, like, the day before would come, and something always came up. So between that and like the guy chasing on SL, I was just like, you know what, like, this is too much for me. I think you're fake. I think you're full of lies. I'm going to peace out. And
she was one of them
3 years ago.
She was one of them types.
Yeah. Cause like, again, with everything, like I always appreciate honesty. And, like, if you're just saying, like, hey, like, I'm just on SL, I don't want to meet anybody in real life, like, okay, I can respect that. But don't like, say, oh, we're going to meet, we're going to do this. And, yeah.
I figured, do you? I mean, that makes sense to me. I mean, if you don't want to meet, then just say that. Like, okay. Hey, like, I only do this on SL, man. I want to meet
right.
you. Look, it does suck because, I mean, I've always been the type, I've started families on SL, and
mm-hmm.
my thing I hate is the, I don't need no sugar babies. I don't need nobody that just wants to be part of my family just because of, you know, Lyndon. And I've run into that a lot on SL because people will just be like, I want to be your kid. And then the minute that they're your kid, oh, you know, I had one girl that's like, I want to be your kid so bad. And I was like, you know, I thought she was kind of cool. I was like, all right, I bet I'll make you my kid.
Right.
And then she's like, well, you know, my mesh body sucks. Can you help me out? Can you help me get a new mesh body 2K? And I'm sitting here like, chick, I just, like, you just became my daughter. Like, you better be pixelated for, you better rock that SL, whatchamacallit, the old school avatar or whatever. You better rock it, shoot. You better pimp that mug out. That's how I got started, shoot. Like,
right.
And then I was running a business at the time, so I was like, yo, I was like, if you need, like, Lyndon and stuff, like, come work for me. Like, don't just be like, hey, I need something from you because you're daddy. Like, hey,
right,
like, here. Like, you come work for me. And then it be like, you know, then I won't feel like I'm being, you know, played,
yeah,
you know, used, so to speak. Because I have a heart, I mean, I don't know, I'm not going to sit there and pimp myself, but I think that I have a heart of gold, and I think that I want to help people.
Yeah,
I want to help people, and I want to give to people, and but that's just it, though, because I have that bleeding heart. It's easy for people
mm-hmm.
to take advantage of it, and I run into that. That's why, like, now I'm like, I'm very careful, like, with who I want to be in, like, consider family. Like, you see with the Evandre,
right?
Like, it's us.
It's nobody.
It is us. It is
yeah,
us.
And that's honestly,
I'm not
that's the way
in a hurry.
Be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because family,
so
I mean, can be important.
Yeah. And there's so many situations where, like, just the parent or parents decide, like, hey, we're taking in so-and-so and so-and-so and so-and-so. And, like,
mm-mm.
the other people's consideration isn't even taken in. And it's like, well, you clearly don't value my opinion, you know.
And that's grimy
that's
because
like,
that you're expecting
yeah,
people to be family.
Right.
You're telling people to be family to people that they don't even know. That's like the last family that I was in. Not going to say their name because F them. Lord Jesus. Lord, pray for him. Pray for your boy. Pray for your boy. Because he still got a little resentment in his heart. But, they did whatever they wanted to do. They definitely didn't ask my opinion. I mean, I was a new kid on the block. They really did not care what I had to think or say. I mean, they just, and that's just the way that that family was.
Yep.
And a lot of families are like that. I was in one family that just, it seemed like it grew like every freaking day. And I'm like, every day getting these new people that I'm supposed to be treating as kin. And I'm like, I don't know you. Like, people walking up. Like people coming up to me like, oh, I'm your brother. And I'm sitting here like Negro, what? Like, huh? Like, I don't know you. Like, I'm sorry. I'm ghetto fabulous. Lord Jesus. Y'all pray for your boy. Pray for him. Pray for him.
You do need some prayer, Lord.
I need some prayer, Lord Jesus. But families, I think that families could be great on here because I think that they can transcend just being SL family. Like, we have mad love for you. I know your real life name. You know, I know who you are. I have mad love for you. Like, if there was anything that you needed, if I had it, if I could do it, I'd do it. Even on SL, the times, like, we're starting a club and we needed things and stuff like that, you were there. Like, hey, I got you. Here, I got you, Daddy. Here you go. Bam, 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 bam. Like, without even asking, really. I mean, there are times where I was like, I'm not asking, and you're like, I don't care. Like, I'm helping. Like, this is, and that's the way that it should be. But a lot of times on SL, it gets twisted. Like, I mean, because we all want that connection, especially with this COVID thing going on right now and everybody at home and stuff. We all want that connection, but I think that there's people out here taking advantage.
Definitely. And I only ever had 3 kids in SL, and only one was like an actual like kid. The rest were adult children. And our first daughter I had was actually with the catfish that I spoke about last week.
Catfish.
And we got
catfish,
really close.
Catfish.
No catfishing. Me and the daughter got really close, and she actually came out to me, and I was the only one who knew that she was actually a boy in real life, and she was actually transgender, and she didn't know what she wanted to do in herself, but as of right now, she wanted to play a female. And I had no idea how to tell the father, so I'm like, that's something you have to work out because it shouldn't come from me. And it blew up. We got pretty, I think it was a Linden situation too, where she would only come on to get Linden and then she would bounce. We kicked her to the curb. And then I had a daughter who actually I'm still really good friends with. We had a falling out over stupid shit. Like, honestly, it was just one drunk night and things got said and I took sides and mostly I should have minded my own business.
Well, the night that you should have logged off, honestly.
Right. I really should have.
I had those.
Like,
last night was
like,
one of those.
I get so defensive about the people that I care about. So, like, if somebody comes after the people I care about, like, and I wasn't the one drinking. So I was just like, F you. Like, I don't give a fuck. You're a fuck. Like, I lost my shit. And so time passed and we unblocked each other. And we work things out, and she has another family, but we're still really good friends, and that's really
that's
cool.
That's what's up.
So I like that. Yeah.
That's what's up that y'all were able to repair that.
And I saw again. Yeah. I mean, I have a baby that's
I'm not
been
in a hurry for it.
Yeah, I'm not either.
I would love I think to it, expand it the Avandra name, but definitely not in a hurry. And anybody that's going to wear our last name definitely got to be approved by you, by mom, by, I mean, and just really got to be down, like, got to really fit in and gel with who we are. Because I think that we gel. I mean, us three right now, and it's just us three, but we work, we click.
For sure.
Was like, even last night, he was like, don't go in on mom. No, that's my mom.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I just texted
like, okay.
It's fine.
Like, okay.
Because I get it. Like, when you're that heated about something, you go off about the people, you know, to the people closest to you. And I had to tell you, like, don't do it. It's not worth it.
Yeah. But see, I loved it, though, the fact that you... that we're that close that you recognize like, hey, like that is on one. Like, he is on one right now. And I need to say something or else he might say something hurtful to somebody that he doesn't mean to say something hurtful to. And I appreciate that. Like, that's like, that transcends just people. That's you caring about me, caring about my wife, caring about, you know, what's actually going on at the time.
Yeah.
Like, and I love that. Like, that's the way SL families should be. But I mean, we've both been involved with some families that have been on some old drama, some old bull. I mean, there's some families that that's all they live for is drama. They just live for the drama. And I'm sitting here like, y'all, like, really? Like
that's
all y'all live for?
Like, in adoption agencies in SL or, like, I guess it's adoption agencies. You know, I think the idea is great. You know, you pay, like, 100 Linda and you fill out a little note card about who you are and what you're looking for and... But, like, you get these kids that come up to you and they'll say, oh, like, you're my new mommy. Give me 500 linen for my allowance. And it's just like, what?
Negro, I don't know you.
Yeah.
I don't know you.
I think the idea
Who are
got
you?
Totally. I don't know. I don't know. Like, I would like to. Just because I don't know if that opportunity is going to be there for me in real life. I mean,
right.
But
it's not
going to
be for me. I'm too old. I'm 41 years old. I'm not trying to have kids graduate high school when I'm getting on Social Security.
Right.
No.
I told you and Mama, y'all thought that perfection. Okay. I am the last.
Yep. You are perfect.
I think, like, it takes a lot of investment, like emotional investment, because, like, you know, everyone says, like, they don't want to get attached, but you do, because, like, you're spending every day, you know, whether it's family or animals or your friends, like, you get attached. There's no possible way there's, like, oh, well, when I turn my computer off, I don't know who you are. You don't exist to
No.
me. That doesn't happen.
No,
but I think I'm very grateful to say the people that I have met, like, I love that I'm attached to them. Like, even creators, store owners, like, Blueberry, like, I love her. If I ever get to meet her, I just want to, like, hold her.
Like, I just want to hold
she's
you.
Wonderful.
And thank you for your contributions and taking all of my Linden and my daddy
Thank
Linden.
You for creating the body that I have. I
appreciate
think,
you.
People who can create friendships that do take into real life, like Blueberry and her name's Rebecca, the owner of Vinyl, they started out as two creators working together and they're best friends. And Blueberry actually moved from Turkey to North Carolina to, like, be best friends. And I just think
what?
Friendships like that, they're beautiful. Yeah.
That is a beautiful story. I mean, I'm going to email Blueberry and be like, hey, can I get you on the show just to tell that tale to the fact that you moved countries for your homegirl? I mean, that's what's up.
Yeah.
I like that.
Well, and again, I think it's with us all, you can be in any country and you can make money because it doesn't matter. But I think, again, it's being in the United States is better opportunity. But
oh, yeah,
I
for
think
sure. For sure.
And, like, work, I guess they have like an office where they work together, and I think that's really cute. I think it's adorable.
I think that's really dope.
To get them on. Yeah.
I think that's like super, I love when SL brings together good relationships.
Me too.
Good
yeah.
relationships, not these, you know, grimy ones that we hear about.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care too much about that, but the actual good ones where folks are, you know, they're meeting and it's good. And I mean, I think that is just thebomb.com. I like that. That's tight to hear that. And they're working together now. And I mean,
mm-hmm. And you know what?
I think that's cool.
I'll throw in there that like, sometimes you need that hurt of like a family ending or whatever. I think to kind of shape, like maybe you're the type of person that's too, you let everybody walk over you. You know, maybe you need that kick, you know, to kind of say, all right, this is what I'm looking for, and this is what I'm not going to let happen anymore.
Yep. I couldn't agree more on that. That, I think that one of the most important things when you're considering doing family on SL is to know what you're looking for. What you want out of it, what are your boundaries? I even try to post
definitely
that.
Definitely have boundaries.
In,
I would definitely say definitely have like stern boundaries.
You got to let your kid go off the bed, honey. Oh, big little Meech over here. Sorry, we're ghetto.
Oh.
We named our cat Big Meech and Nipsey Hussle. One's a rapper, one's a gangster. You gotta have boundaries. You gotta know what you want, what you know, and communicate that to the families before you get involved. Like, don't just join a family and just, because I find that, like, sometimes, and I've done it, to where I join a family and I just take whatever is, you know, dished out, you know, so to speak. And even though, like, I might not agree, like, not the P family that we were in where we met. Well, we met at the club, actually, not at the P family. P family is kind of the end story of all that.
Yeah,
but
that
the one before that, the H family, like, there's a lot of things that just went down. And
I feel like they allowed people into their family while there was a crap ton of drama. And that shouldn't have happened, because then we're thrown into situations of taking sides and not hearing anything, you know, and that's exactly what happened, is we were told to pick a side.
Mm-hmm. And it's like, no, before you take in people into your family, work out your issues.
Mm-hmm.
Work out
if you got issues,
stuff.
It's not the right time.
Right, work out your stuff. Don't bring people into the picture, because then, I mean, I'm sorry to say, but you bringing people into the picture and they're having to enter something that they didn't even know, you know, they don't even know what's going on. I mean, like, when the drama was going down, like, I was like, I don't even know, like, many of y'all. I don't know how this started, who started it. I mean,
and we lost
just
a lot of friends out of it, too. They just, because, you know, when drama goes down, you delete everybody around that person that you have drama with.
Yeah. And, I mean, there's people that I met in that family that I wish I still talked to that were really cool. But because I chose the side that I chose, you know, I got a ban. You know, I can't contact anymore.
Yeah.
And stuff. So, you know, to me, that was, I mean, if you in a family and y'all got drama, work out your drama. Don't bring people into the drama. That's stupid. Don't bring folks into yeah. your drama. Work out your drama.
We're not band-aids.
Get that situated. Right.
And don't be having a doobie baby either. It doesn't fix it either. Although, I don't know, maybe
Zuby.
They do now. Maybe they're better than the Zuby I had. Poor little boy sitting in my inventory for like the last 7 years.
I know. On my old account, I got a Zuby baby that is just literally just been sitting in my inventory like forever. Like, I do not.
Like,
it was boring. At first, I thought, oh, this is going to be cool. I could walk around and have him in a stroller and. And have them follow me and do all these kind of cool things. And then it just got to be, like, boring. And for me to be able to age him to where he's, like, 7 years old or something like that, to where it might be a little bit more interesting, it was, like, 10K. And I was like, I'm not giving y'all ninjas 10K. Heck no. For an imaginary
yeah,
kid.
If you have a family that's willing to really immerse in that role play and, like, where you can decorate a nursery and, like, you know, have like an immersive role play birth. So, like, I've been a midwife. I think those births are really fun. You know, then it's worth it. But if you're going to buy a Zuby baby for what, like, for nothing, then no, you're wasting London. Because I think the last time I took my kid out, he was like walking and he could say mama. And it was cool for like a minute, but then I got bored, you know?
You're like, okay, I'm past you. Right. You were cool for a minute, but now.
Well, because, like, I find in SL, like, I'm very into myself. Like, and that's why, again, like, another reason I hesitate, like, having another kid, or kids in general, like, is because when I'm on SL, it's for me. I shop, I DJ, I log off. That's it. That's my life.
She said, I shop, I DJ, I log off.
Mm-hmm.
And you kick it with family sometimes. I mean, well, we haven't had many kicking at things because we've been busy grinding.
We work.
We've been working. That's us. That's our kicking it is working.
Yeah, and that is. And I love that. You, you know, I love that it gives me, you know, something more to think about. But
right. Yeah. But I do enjoy, like, hey, like, you know, like, my daughter, like, I'm sitting here. I'm working with my daughter. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Time went by fast. Ooh wee. Lord. But y'all, I hope that me and Sadie were able to kind of conversate and give you guys some inspiration on what to look for and what not to look for and learn from our pitfalls and mistakes.
And remember, Mother's Day is this weekend in the United States. So if you got an SL mom, log on to Marketplace, buy her a little something, and
right.
make sure you show her that you
love
her.
I ain't gonna say nothing about somebody, because somebody next to me sleeping got a little nyah, nyah, nyah. Husband, get your wife something for Mother's Day too. All right, do that.
Yep.
Trust me.
Definitely.
Do that. Cool points. You will get points. And if you got a wife, then don't be a creep and buy somebody something for Mother's Day, and they ain't your mama, and they ain't your sister, and they ain't your girlfriend. Just don't do it. Don't be a creep, okay? I've heard of that happening. Don't be a creep. No creeps. All right, y'all. We see y'all next week. Follow us on Instagram at Pixelated Conversations. And we're out.